This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are your self-defeating thoughts preventing you from reaching your goals? Salaam alaikum. This is Hala Benani, and today is Transformational Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, I'm going to share with you psychological tips, certain tricks that you can apply to be able to overcome whatever it is that you're going through, inshallah. So today's cognitive distortion is all or nothing mentality. This is what a lot of people struggle with. Many of the clients that I work with, they tell me that this is what holds them back because they have this feeling like either something has to be perfect or they're just going to give up. Either they are, let's say it's a diet that you're on, right? And either you have to do it perfectly and you don't mess up and you don't cheat and you don't do anything. And if you do, what ends up happening is that you give up completely. And this is very destructive because we are not perfect. And I really want you to take perfect out of your dictionary. Stop using it. Stop expecting it, because when you're expecting that from yourself, that everything has to go a certain way, then that's what is defeating you. Now, when you start looking at it as I will have certain setbacks, whatever your goal is. Now, it could be academics. You know, I had one client that was doing their college studies, and once they got a bad grade, they're like, you know what, I'm not even going to go to classes anymore. I'm just going to totally give up. And that just spiraled him out of control. I had another client who was trying to get healthy, trying to become, you know, in the best shape of their lives, and they caved in. There was something they couldn't resist. I don't know what it was. Was it a donut? It could have been a pie. It could have been ice cream. They just caved in. And then guess what their thought process was? Oh, you know what? I knew I couldn't do it. I had this. That's it. So instead of having, let's say, just one slice of the pie, they end up having the whole entire pie. And then there's that self-defeating mindset. It's that you start beating yourself up. You start saying, you know what? I knew it. I knew I couldn't do this. I knew this is hard. And since I can't be perfect, I'm just going to throw in the towel. We need to stop this cognitive distortion because this is what's holding you back. This idea of trying to do things just perfectly. It's a kind of faulty thinking because it's this inability to see an alternative, right? You can look at it as swerving off the road, right? Whether that's the diet road, you swerve off and you have to swerve right back on in order to correct yourself. And those individuals who don't see it this way, they just allow this one. Can you imagine if you swerve off the road and you just allow yourself to fall off the fall off the cliff? You would never do that, right? We need to just kind of take control back and not to think of things as either it's a success or a failure. There are a lot of things in the middle, and I think it is good enough, right? We have been programmed about being perfectionist, about doing things, you know, 100%. And I'm all for being ambitious, but I don't like to use an approach that is ineffective, right? So a lot of times when we set the goal, set the bar so high, then what ends up happening is that we feel defeated when we can't attain it. So some of the do's and don'ts about having this all or nothing mentality, you know, it's really important to recognize your strength. Recognize what it is that you're good at. When you're achieving something, recognize it. Recognize the fact that you have been doing your part. Let's say if it's about, you know, being healthy. And I keep bringing up healthy because I just started a new group, Get Healthy with Hale, and I would love for you all to join. It's a free group, and it's just a group of sisters encouraging one another to be in the best shape of our lives, right? Because our body is an amana, and we need to take care of our amana. And so when you have the right mindset that, you know what, I'm going to do my absolute best, and even if I fall short a little bit, then that's okay. And that's very important to recognize. You want to also, you don't want to focus on your flaws. A lot of times we are just hardwired to see the things, our shortcomings, the negativity. So don't focus on your flaws. We do need to acknowledge this is where I messed up. Let me learn from it. But you don't want to just dwell. You don't want to dwell on your flaw. You want to focus on your strength. The next thing is understand that setbacks are going to happen. It's only natural. If you're expecting everything to go smoothly and you're expecting no obstacles and no shortcomings, then you're setting up yourself up to fail. Recognize that there may be some setbacks. Recognize that you may make some mistakes along the way, but it's okay. When you expect it, you allow yourself to respond correctly. You don't want to dwell on self-defeating thoughts, right? So if you continuously tell yourself, oh, I knew I couldn't do it. I'm so mad. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. I can't do this. And when you say things like that, you really just, it's like putting shackles on yourself and you're trying to run a race, right? You put shackles on your legs, you put shackles on your arm. How can you move forward? All of the negative self-defeating thoughts really prevent you from reaching your goal. And the final thing, the do that you need to follow is find the positive. Look for something. Recognize that you're doing something right. And when you recognize that, then you feel you're releasing dopamine in your brain and you're feeling good about the fact that, hey, I did these things right. And that gets you going. Don't use the terms the never or nothing and having those absolute words, because when you have the always or never mentality, then that is what's going to get you caught up. So I'm so happy that you're joining. Mashallah, we have a sister from Bangladesh and from the UK, and we have all of you joining in. If you have some questions, let me know. I have the link to join the group. Okay, there's the Get Healthy with Hale, and I have, mashallah, excellent nutritionists, experts, individuals who are going to be sharing. I'm not an expert in the field, but I love getting healthy. I've done it several times, seen amazing results. And this time around, I wanted to have accountability. I wanted to share the experience with sisters from around the world. And I think it's so important. It's something that we don't really focus on too much in our communities about getting healthy. And I just want all of you to be in the best shape of your life, to feel good. And it was just listed so you can join it as the Healthy Muslim Women, right? But anyone can join, right? Muslim, non-Muslim, you're welcome. This happens to be the name, but it is very inspiring. And every Tuesday at 12:30 Central, I'm going to do Transformational Tuesdays. And this is where it's something that will help you to transform, because on a daily basis, if we are not actively working on becoming better, then we are actually moving backwards. And this was a very definitive term or phrase that one of my teachers said to me and said, you know, Hale, if you're not working hard to move forward, you're not at a standstill. Right. And a lot of times we think that we are at a standstill. It's like, I'm good. And we become complacent and we're kind of okay with the way things are, but you're not at a standstill. You're actually moving backwards. So none of us would want to go from, let's say, no one would want to go from being a senior in high school to going back to ninth grade, right? We wouldn't want that. However, we actually experience that if we're not actively working on being a better version of ourselves. So whether that is in our health, whether that is with our personality, whether that is with our spirituality, in every area of our life, we have to actively work towards being better. And if we don't, we end up going backwards. So I'm just here to encourage you, help you. I know that we're going through some really tough times right now with the pandemic, with everything that is going on. I just want to share with you some tips, some psychological tricks that will get you through the day, keep you motivated, having that right mindset, because it's all about having the right mindset and making sure that we are not our own worst enemy, that we are not having thoughts that are holding us back. So inshallah, join me tomorrow. Is going to be, drum roll, Woke Wednesday. Okay, Woke Wednesday, and I want you to join me. It's all about being, being aware, being enlightened. I will have some interviews that I will be doing, inshallah. And just each day we're going to address different topics, and inshallah, just sharing the love. So jazakallah khair for joining me. Take care, and salam alaikum.